Bust it.
If you want it. Man, busting the move. Welcome back to the Homer and Tony Show. I'm Telly Hughes filling in for Homer today. I'm your cousin sub of the day. Tony's right there. And on the line, we are pleased to be joined by senior NBA writer for ESPN and Anscape. It's my main man, Mark Spears. What's up, Mark?
Man, you sing one more time, bro. One more.
I only gave a little
Mark,
bit. Come
I told
on,
him
Mark.
That was a violation, unless you can actually sing.
Yeah, man. Because like, he did it with confidence.
He did.
Yeah. How do you know I did it with confidence? I must have sounded confident. That's what it was.
That's the fact that you even put a note out is confidence. You know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right. Mark, thanks for joining us, man. The NBA season is upon us, which means you are about to be extremely busy for the next 6 or 7 months. The GM poll came out, and the Milwaukee Bucks are favorite to win the NBA Finals this year. Luka is going to be the MVP. What are your choices? What are your thoughts about those two choices?
You know, the Milwaukee one is interesting because I do think the Warriors are better than they were already. And, they are very capable of being back in the finals and winning it. I'd like to see where everybody else is, where the views are at. But, you know, last season had a disastrous ending. Obviously, we're seeing how important Middleton is. Like, you know already, but you know even more how important Middleton is to the team. But the NBA is just a beast, man. I mean, if KD and Van and Kyrie come to play, they're a problem. Philly, they're better. Boston, Adam Brogdon. Obviously, they got the coach issues, but they just came from the finals. You got to respect them. Cleveland, probably not quite there. Problem. Chicago, it's a battle royal in the Eastern
Conference. It's everywhere.
But that being said, I mean, probably the best player in the conference is Giannis, although KD being KD, we could debate that. But, it's interesting because you could probably pick literally like 6 teams that have a shot at winning this, and that's typically not the case.
Mark, is the East the new West? Remember, it used to be the West that used to be loaded, and the East only had maybe 2 or 3 teams that could even possibly do something. Now it seems like the East is loaded, and now the West
is
loaded.
They're both loaded.
They're both loaded now, yeah.
No. The West is a problem, too. The Clippers are – at the moment, they're healthy. The Warriors are obviously back. You mentioned Luka's name. I'm not as high on Dallas because they lost and didn't replace their point guard. But there are a lot of people high on Denver. There's always going to be people high on LeBron, right? Who am I missing? I think Minnesota's going to be much better.
Yep.
And they're scary.
Well, Denver's got Murray back, right?
Denver's got their people back. So, this is about as great a parity as the NBA has had in a while. Going back to how many, so many teams that you could say has a shot at this. I don't know that, to your point, it's usually one conference or the other that is more favorable, stronger. They're both, I think, titans, and which is going to make this NBA season really, really fun to watch.
I don't know about you, Telly, and you, Mark, but I'm between two things that I'm most curious about. One is what's Ben Simmons going to look like with that Brooklyn team, and the other one is like you said, Cleveland, they got some talent. I don't know if they don't have the experience that can probably get them through the playoffs, but man, their starting five looks really, really good.
Yeah. And I forgot about Miami. I didn't mention Miami.
Yep, yep.
Right? I think the thing with Ben is he's had a lot of time to process things, to go through, get his body and his mind right. And probably just needs to stop listening to shoot a three, shoot a three, shoot a three. I mean, look, you got a guy there that is one of the most dominant players in the NBA, and he's not the greatest three-point shooter in the world either. And he doesn't care. Right? Giannis doesn't care about that. And he, one thing I think where he took a step forward in the finals when they did go 2 years ago was just destroying people in the post, making it easier for himself. And in a sense, as odd as this might sound, if I'm Ben Simmons, I'm watching Giannis tape.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, why does he do it? He's got almost the same body in the game.
Yeah, just I think that to me that's the person he should pattern his game after, which is, you know, odd to pattern it after a current player, but he could certainly the same size, same athleticism, same strength, great post game. Like, forget the shooting stuff. When you got KD, you got Kyrie, Steph Curry. God, I'm forgetting another guy who won the three-point competition.
Joe Harris.
Joe Harris. He ain't got to shoot no dang three.
No. like you say, he's got to attack the rim and distribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that should be easy. He got some finishers with him.
Well, that's what he does,
on that
though.
Side. Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Distributes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're joined by ESPN and Anscape senior NBA writer Mark Spears. Mark, just a couple more questions for you. We know your time is very valuable. What's going to be your biggest storyline heading into this season? You have so much going on. You got Donovan Mitchell going to Cleveland. You have Murray coming back. You have John Wall joining the Clippers. You have so many guys that's making returns and guys that are going into or starting on new teams. Like, what are you most looking forward to this season?
Well, I'm going to go a step in the future, actually. Today, I'm in Las Vegas. Last night, I saw Victor Wembanyama play, the 7'3" kid from France.
Yes.
And I know for the people that watched what they saw last night, that was real. Like, this kid is special. He's 7'3", 7'4", some say 7'5", with a small forward game, and can shoot threes like layups. You know, he's a great 3-point shooter, has a handle, can take the ball to the rim like Iceman Gervin. But then on the defensive end, he's a center, and he blocks shots, and he probably needs to get stronger, become a better rebounder. But what I saw last night in person, to see a guy that looks like he's on stilts, like, do what he does. I mean, I'm still kind of stunned and at a loss for words about how I just saw what's next. And I just didn't think that, you know, basketball could evolve any more than it has the way that it's being played now. But no, this kid is the next thing. And he's got a kind of complicated last name to say. Like, I still can't say Giannis's last name great. But I'm telling you, man, like, if you could somehow get to Vegas and watch this kid play at noon on Thursday tomorrow, do it, because this is a unicorn.
So his game, is it farther along than Chet Holmgren's game last year?
You know, it's different because he can put the ball on the floor. Like, smoothly, like, Chet can put the ball on the floor, but it's a big man putting the ball on the floor. This guy looks like a small forward putting the ball on the floor. It's just so graceful and so, like, ballet-like to watch. It's incredible to watch, and he just moves better than any big man I've ever seen. We've been saying a lot. I've never seen anybody over 7 foot move like, you know, Fred Flintstone when he was bowling. You know, yeah, just like twinkle toes with this kid.
Yeah, he's smooth. He just, like I say, you've seen players move like him, but they just haven't been that size. That's what the weird thing is. Yeah.
Yeah, and he flows very well with it. Mark Spears, we appreciate your time, man. Always talking hoops with us, man. We hope to see you and hear from you down the line again.
Hey, man, Milwaukee, keep treasuring Telly, man. He's a legend.
Thanks, Mark. And I did not
keep taking his money on the golf course too, Mark.
Right. As Mark Spears, everyone, from ESPN and Anscape, the senior NBA writer. When we return, we'll have more on the Packers. And once again, this is the final day of the Major League Baseball regular season. More after the break.